Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast. Hey, Christopher, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Danny. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's Jamie
glad to
doing?
Be back. Thanks for asking.
Hey, well, if you could keep.
Thank you for asking how I feel.
I asked how you felt, and you tried to interrupt me to be an asshole.
You know what, Jamie? You're off the podcast. Let's have a vote to vote, see if we can vote someone off the podcast.
Okay.
I vote for Chris.
First,
I was going to vote for Danny. Jamie, can I have your vote?
Jamie, let me have your vote.
Damn it.
What you guys got?
Make
me an offer.
I could beat you worse than Chris could.
But I'll be more vicious about it, and I won't let up ever. Until my knuckles are covered in brain.
That's true. I believe that you could hurt me more, but that you would stop after a while. I do believe that Chris would keep going.
Chris, I'm a kinder... I couldn't see a friend hurt like that. Chris would just beat you because he doesn't want to ever have to hug you again.
I couldn't see a friend hurt either. I said I couldn't see a friend hurt either.
I could tell.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. Jamie, we're going to play a little game that I think it's painful or disgusting.
Okay.
But it's really just disgusting or disgusting this time. I have a good one.
Okay. Have previous guests gone through this?
Well, no, kind of. Not on the podcast. I thought of this weekend. I went up to Big Bear with Shoddy and some other people. And Mandy and Rad and Phil. I really like Phil.
Phil's awesome.
Rad is a person's name, by the way. It's not a nickname.
His name's Rad.
This guy's been called Rad for the last, I don't know, like 8 years that I've known him.
I've been called Rad for longer than that.
And I was introducing him to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago. He was standing there with Mandy, and I was like, hey, what's up? This is, you know, Mandy. And she said hi, and then Rad said, hi, I'm Radford.
What? Is that really his name?
That's really his name. And Mandy and I both gave him a look like, what the fuck? Radford? Anyway.
Yeah, but how do you say, hi, I'm Rad. Nice to meet you.
I guess, but that's what he's
doing. Don't worry about my name.
I would. That'd be awesome.
That's what
I'd
he's
be
been
like,
doing
hi,
for the last, like...
I'm radical. All right, Jamie. So this is, would you rather... Mm. Now, would you rather have... You know, like, the bottom of your earlobe, how it's kind of like that soft tissue?
Yes.
Would you rather have that bottom of your earlobe on each ear extend into half of your nutsack? So that's your nutsack is being relocated, so you have one testicle hanging from each ear.
So it's like dangling?
It's dangling, and it's like what? However much testicle you have,
okay,
you split it directly in half.
Is the idea of this that it hurts my earlobe or that it hurts my balls?
That it hurts your ego.
It's not. It's neither. It's not a painful thing. Okay. It's just you have to... go through life with balls for ears. Like, that's where your balls are. The ball hair and everything.
So they're no longer attached to my...
No, they're not.
Why don't you just have the balls hanging from your chin?
No. I like... I like this because it's really weird and it's going to elicit a lot of...
So like a half dome... Except with like hair and
hair and the whole thing.
The whole thing. So it's clearly a nutsack.
Yeah.
Okay.
So would you,
are your balls vulnerable? Like balls usually are.
We're gonna call it for the time being. We're gonna say yes.
Okay.
Or
and is there like the combination of ball smell and earwax?
Yep.
So then imagine this: it's a really cold morning, and you're a little kid in grade school, and some fucking punk comes up and flicks you in the ball.
Man, that was
how extra bad would that hurt?
Well, also imagine this: someone's telling you a secret.
I don't think there's gonna be a lot of secrets being told to you.
Oh man.
Okay, let's see. Or would you rather have that, or have six nipples going down, just like a cat or a dog, except they're attached to double D breasts.
So I have six double D breasts.
Yeah, but like your top two are basically
like,
a little higher like than your normal nipple.
Like I'm
right
a pregnant,
now.
Like mammal.
Bitch.
Like you're a pregnant dog.
Yeah.
But they're double D human breast.
Hmm.
That's kind of hot.
I guess.
Hmm.
Six of them all down your chest / stomach.
I would always pretend like my titty accidentally fell out. Just to fuck with people. Oh, sorry. Damn titty fell out again. I have six of them, and they're hard to keep track of all of them.
Oh, and I'm still a dude.
You're still you. This is going to be... You're going to have to carry out your daily life with these things.
Hmm.
And your daily life is your lifeguard. That's your job.
Okay. Well, the one thing you guys don't know about me is I have a really small ball.
We know. We don't know.
So... I don't know. The balls for earlobes thing doesn't sound that bad.
Okay, well, let me point this out to you.
Yeah.
I don't care how small they are. People are going to see you got balls on your ears.
Exactly. I don't know that you could get any job when you have balls for ears. Like, imagine...
Unless it's your job to hear balls coming. I don't know. If that was a job, you'd be good at it.
I guess. You couldn't hear balls coming any better than anyone else.
You'd hear your own balls. Balls would not sneak up on you.
His own balls wouldn't. Other balls might.
Alright, fair enough.
Man, that is tough.
And can you... That, no, there is an advantage to ball sack on ears. Because I feel like it'd be easier to get a girl to lick that.
That's true.
Because, you know, she's like...
Yeah.
You girls do that thing where they're, like, kind of kissing your ear, then she would barely have to move down at all.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, accidentally licking it, maybe, but willingly, like... I don't think a girl would willingly want to suck ball ears. She'd be like, well, maybe if they were, like, where regular balls are, I might suck them then. I'm not going to suck ball ears.
I disagree. Because usually when you're dating a girl... Like, there's a little while between earlobe kissing, like, before she works her way down to... Usually she'll just give you straight, like, oral sex before she even starts on balls. You know what I mean? It's the first time she's
like
not going straight for balls.
Sucked, by the way. It seems like I appreciate the thought of it, you know? It's like the thought that counts.
The sentiment of it.
But it's really stupid. Like, after a while, like, all right, come on. Stop sucking my balls. This is silly. Do what you were doing before.
Which was fingering your ass.
Because it's just too dangerous. You know, for one thing. Fucking teeth near balls? You don't need that trouble. And they always look up at you like they're really proud. Like, look what I'm doing. It's cool, huh? And it's like, it's really not that cool. You know? I just don't like the smug look they give you while they're sucking your balls. There are other things that would be much put to better use to be sucked than balls, is all I'm saying.
Really hit on a topic here.
Yeah,
I'll say. Oh, man.
But I like the effort. I did.
Yeah, for sure. It's appreciated.
You give them like a pat on the ass when they're coming back into the dugout after that?
I give them a thumb up. The ass.
Blue enough already. Oh, man.
I don't know. It's tough. These are basically equally... You know, I don't think either of them are really that disgusting. I just think that they'd both be really inconvenient.
Well, the idea is, what would make you more of a social outcast?
I don't think that's...
You could always wear a trench coat and pretend like you were fat.
But that's true. You could hide that
wear
part.
Wear earmuffs 12 months out of the year?
You could hide that. Or you could just flip them up and tuck the balls into your earlobe, into the ear, like...
Just be deaf all day?
Yeah, just... I don't think that would work, though, because there's so much sack.
And everybody would just think you have a puffy, veiny infection in your ear.
I'll tell you what would be weird, too. It's like on a really hot day, it would be like sagging a lot and sweating.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
And you know, they'd be sticking to all parts of your ear and neck, and you'd have to be separating them constantly.
But, okay, here's the way I look at it, too, James.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you reason your way through it first. I feel like you're pretty good at this.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm still me, I'm still, like, There's a huge advantage to having six breasts on my chest. I don't care how much girls say, you know, they don't like feeling up their own boobs. Boobs feel really good.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
You, and I'm going to tell you something else. The nipples on these boobs are really sensitive. They feel good for you.
Interesting.
I forgot to tell you that.
Okay. And when you're aroused, your nipples will get hard.
Six of
them. And you could have, like, a girl suck your nipples. Would you like that, Chris, if a girl was looking up at you sucking your
nipples? I hate when girls suck my nipples. Seriously. It's hella ticklish, and then they realize that I'm ticklish, they won't fucking stop doing it, no matter how much I say. Seriously.
Girls love that.
It's not funny. Seriously.
Just go back to the balls. Go back to what you were doing before.
There's only one thing I really need you to suck, and you seem to want to suck everything but that.
The problem with the breasts is the lack of athleticism.
I was going to bring that up, but I figured you'd find your way to it. Yeah, you couldn't play. You could not run at all. You'd have to wear six sports bras or three sports bras. Yeah,
12 probably. I mean, double D's are huge.
And you still couldn't run very well at all. You would probably be about one.
They'd be slapping each other every time you ran.
I know.
And the momentum would increase. Like, the bottom one would be fucked.
I know. It would be like
it would start turn into like this bouncing off each other weird.
Like those series of balls that like psychiatrists have.
Yeah, or one hits the other.
And you'd be getting winded by your titties just punching you in the gut constantly.
That seems
But definitely.
But you could definitely hide that from the world a lot more easier than ball sack from here.
It's true.
And if you like presented it to the world, they still wouldn't be all that upset.
I agree.
Nothing wrong with six titties.
Yeah. It worked in what was it, Total Recall?
Yeah, and that was only three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's half the titty you're going to have. What about placement? Do they have to be two by two by two?
Two
rows of three?
No, it's two. That is two rows of three.
Right, but two horizontal rows
I get it.
Of three.
No, you can't.
Rather than two
columns. It has to be like a dog.
I can see two lifestyle choices if I went with the six titties.
All right.
I can see either I am a closet, you know, skinny guy posing as a fat man.
I don't get that.
Then I'm really, you know, skinny guy with six huge breasts, but I'm walking around the world
pretending
as if I
to
were,
be fat.
Yeah, pretending I'm fat.
You wearing a trench coat. You look like Kevin Smith. You grow a beard.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're also going to have six times the likelihood of breast cancer, which will allow you to cut off a titty.
That is, by the way, that's the only, there's no plastic surgery. And this is, I'll tell you why you're better at this game than a lot of people. Mm. Because everyone else starts saying, well, can I have plastic surgery? I'll just have plastic surgery and have them removed. Well, that's not the point of the game, to get yourself back to square one.
Right.
Yeah, then if you could do that, then there wouldn't even be a question.
Right.
Could I be the same as I am now versus having two balls on my hair?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, guys. I don't like either of those options. Those both sound unpleasant to me.
The other lifestyle choice is some sort of, you know, like, I feel like I could bring pleasure to a lot of people. I mean, it'd be, you know.
Through
like,
having balls for years?
No.
You're not going to be able to lactate. You understand that, right, Jamie?
Oh,
you're not going to go to a third world country and feed
infants. Actually, you can milk anything
infants.
With nipples.
You know, like, they'd
you could,
be weirdos,
you could let
and I would hate
guys
life,
feel
but,
your breasts.
Yeah, you know.
And you like, could probably make a decent living.
That's what
that.
I think. Yeah. And it wouldn't be that bad. I mean, I would hate myself.
I guess. Why? Maybe.
I mean, I don't know either.
You could charge 13-year-old boys to get a little boob time in.
There you go.
That's true. Teach you. That's what you could do. You could tour schools and teach guys how to feel up boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You already have been doing this.
But still, if you had the ball for ears, you could still go to boys and see if they want to play with your ball ears. But I don't know if you'd get as many takers.
Do I still have balls where my balls are?
No.
You have boobs where your balls are.
And I don't
tell you that.
And
they are lactating
here's
constantly.
Here's another thing I forgot to tell you. You don't want to know what happens when you blow your nose when you have ball ears. No, everything functions exactly the same with ball ears.
It just... The...
Wait a minute.
There's no...
Everything functions. So does he have man juice in his ball ears and he like...
Yeah, well you just
can
imagine...
Can he sneeze sperm?
No, he can't sneeze it. It's not
there's
connected
sort of
to his nasal passage.
Right.
Just imagine...
Right.
There's some... Yeah, there's some type of tube going
right.
down.
So there's an advantage there.
Which is?
I feel like balls are really badly placed.
I agree with that.
On the male body.
And you think your ears would be a better spot.
Jamie's brought this up independently a few times. Guys, why can't we have our balls where our ears are?
By the way, this is the most mature podcast that I think we've ever done.
So, I don't know. That might be cool. I feel like I could have increased athleticism.
Ball ears. Ball ears. How would that increase it?
Because yeah,
think about when you run.
I just have to wear a headband.
You can't get. How are you going to get support?
I think a headband.
And then you fold them up. Yeah, you fold them up inside headband. The headband.
Ew. Yeah.
Well. But you can't wear the headband always. You can't use that as a crutch.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Only during sport competition.
Competition and practice, of course.
Official practices.
Right.
Okay. Sanctioned. This is tough.
I don't know why you're not going with the boobs. It's such an easy answer.
To me, it's not. I'm going to tell you right now, straight out, I would go with the ball ears just because I mean, it would affect so much of my life having those huge boobs because I couldn't do so much of what I love to do. Yeah. I love to play basketball. I mean, every sport there is, I love to play that, and I couldn't play that at nearly the level that I can play it now. Yeah.
But explaining it to people, I think, might be easier with boobs. Like, look, I was born man, but I, for some reason, developed 6 breasts on my chest where they would be on dog. But you can't be like, look, I was born with balls on my ears, okay? It's a common thing. I mean, it's neither one of these are common, but it seems like it's more unheard of.
I'll tell you what I would do for ball ears. I would just decorate them and act like they were really extravagant earrings.
Pretty good solution.
You know what I mean? Put like bedazzle them. My balls are bedazzled now. I just don't get to show the world as much. I'm really into ball decorating. Yeah.
My balls bedazzled.
And now I'm going to tell you something. Just like you could, if you wanted to, shave your balls now, you could shave your balls when they were on your ear.
I assumed that.
And it would be way easier to shave them, too.
You can shave your boobs if you want to. If that makes any difference to you.
You shave anything. Oh, by the way, if you have any chest hair, this doesn't apply to you, but when we were doing this with Shoddy, this applied to him because he doesn't have a whole lot of chest hair now, but he's
a hairy guy.
At some point in his life, he's going to get chest hair.
For sure.
You know, he's an Arab.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
He's going to have a lot of chest hair all over 6 boobs. Now, that would look disgusting, right, Chris?
That would look disgusting.
Yes, it would look disgusting.
How would you feel, Chris, if a girl was sucking on your breasts? Do you have any?
Any double D-sized breasts?
Well, I think we covered that my nipples are ticklish.
But no, they're not ticklish in this scenario because your breasts are going to be more like girl breasts, and you know girls love it when you suck on their nipples.
I'm all for the breast thing. I'm sign me up. I need 6 boobies.
Man, double D's are huge, too.
And don't you think if you had double D boobs on your chest, like maybe you would not be as vulnerable to women? Like you would be a little more like.
I have to stop and point something out to you. Chris probably is the most vulnerable. Like if a girl has her breasts out, that's all Chris can think about for. Like he can't function in his day-to-day life if a girl's breasts are out. He can't stop looking at them.
It does ruin your day.
He gets angry at the girl.
You mean if she's wearing a provocative outfit, not if she just took her shirt off?
No, if that happened, yet. I would have raped her in public. And no jury in the world would have convicted me. That's probably not true.
Only in Italy.
No jury in my mind would have convicted me.
Yeah, no, just a provocative outfit.
Okay.
But that's a good point. If you had your own, you could like kind of work your way off of the...
Yeah.
You could...
Boobs wouldn't be as big a deal to you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, then?
I don't know.
Well, then you could pick
a girl. That's true. That might not be a good thing.
But then you could pick a girl more on merit.
Who the hell wants to do that? Yeah. Hey, breasts are merit.
Exactly. Yeah.
The longest search of your life.
But you could focus more on ass.
We've got 2 solid high fives.
Yep. I don't know. I'm going to go with balls.
Yep. I'm not even going to try to say
that's the only... We're going to replay that clip. I'm going to go with balls.
I'm not going to try to sway you because once you make your mind up, I know that you'll stick to it.
Once he's got his mind set on balls, there's no talking him out of it.
No staring Jamie.
Yep. Balls it is.
But now let me point something else out to you.
Let's hear it.
It's going to be... Imagine growing up with those. Mm-hmm. Your mom looks at your balls every day of your life. That's a little bit awkward. Especially
right, but this time they're going to be on your ears.
Puberty.
Yeah, that's interesting because your balls aren't really there for like the first, you know, like whatever. I don't even remember.
And that's what's going to be super awkward. Like all of a sudden your mom, you have these little tiny things hanging yeah. from your, then one morning you come out to breakfast, you have these swollen like hairy balls. You know your mom noticed.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to be holding your ears.
Yeah. I guess it's awkward either way.
Yeah, but sprouting breast, you can kind of hide it again.
Kind of.
Well, you're not going to come out of the womb with double D titties. I imagine they're going to develop slowly over time, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful process.
Like the nipples will bud first.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. What color are they, Chris?
I don't know. Jamie? I don't know. Show us your real nipples. Let's see. Oh, well, those Jamie has
some goddamn thick nipples.
Those will look great. Multiply.
Those will look good on breasts. I gotta tell you, I'm not even kidding around. Those are gonna look good.
Yeah.
You have some. That Jamie has some beautiful areolas.
He does. Nice color of brown, too.
Mm hmm. Just like that. Kind of almost exotic brown.
Yeah. They're soft, but not too soft.
Mm-mm, not too soft.
Not too soft.
Ugh. All right, I'm sick of this.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so even still that your mom is going to look at your balls. Every Thanksgiving, you're sitting at the dinner table. You are sitting there and your entire family. And you are a very family-oriented person.
That's
you're
true.
And your grandma and your nana, they've all seen your balls now. They mm-hmm. just look at them. And anytime you make eye contact, you don't notice it, but you are looking at ears too.
Yeah.
So people are constantly going to be looking at your eyes and then doing that thing where they – is that a ball?
Yeah.
And then they notice it is a ball and they look at
it. I just thought of something interesting.
Okay.
I had a friend whose mom was a nurse, and she told me an interesting thing about males, mm-hmm. which is that there are three things on men that keep growing for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
One is your nose, one is your ears, and one is your ball sack. It's not your balls, it's
man,
your ball
I'm fucked.
Sack. You know, like, they just keep getting lower and lower. They don't get bigger. They just get lower and lower.
Wow, and
I wonder
your
if this
ears
process
and
would, like,
balls.
Expand. You know, like, there's
both of them together.
A geometric equation happening where they're getting longer and longer at twice the rate because
right.
they're both growing.
You
well, have... your boobs are going to hang down, too, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but they don't keep growing. By the end of your life,
yeah.
they're seriously going to be down, like.
Like at your hips. Like where they belong. Yeah. So I'm still going to go with balls.
Okay.
But
Bruce, do you have an answer
thoughts.
For this?
Boobs. All the way.
Boobs. Well, I think I'm going to go balls just because it would affect my athletic prowess too much to have breasts.
Yeah.
But I feel like if it wasn't for that, mm-hmm. I would definitely choose boobs.
I agree.
So we've solved that one.
Yep. Chris is wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're out of time anyway, so we'll talk to you next time on the Boobs and Balls podcast.